The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. At that time, says the Lord, I will be the God of all the tribes of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus says the Lord, the people that escaped the sword have found favor in the desert, as Israel comes forward to be given his rest. The Lord appears to him from afar. With age-old love I have loved you, so I have kept my mercy toward you. Again I will restore you, and you shall be rebuilt, O virgin Israel. Carrying your festive tambourines, you shall go forth dancing with the merrymakers. Again you shall plant vineyards on the mountains of Samaria. Those who plant them shall enjoy the fruits. Yes, a day will come, and the watchmen will call out on Mount Ephraim. Rise up, let us go to Zion, to the Lord our God. For thus says the Lord, shout with joy for Jacob, exalt at the head of the nations. Proclaim your praise and say, the Lord has delivered his people, the remnant of Israel. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, proclaim it on distant isles and say, he who scattered Israel now gathers them together. He guards them as a shepherd his flock. The Lord will guard as a shepherd guards his flock. The Lord shall ransom Jacob. He shall redeem him from the hand of his conqueror. Shouting, they shall mount the heights of Zion, and they shall come streaming to the Lord's blessings. The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. Then the virgins shall make merry and dance, and young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will console and gladden them after their sorrows. The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon. But he did not say a word in answer to her. His disciples came and asked him, send her away, for she keeps calling out after us. He said in reply, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But the woman came and did him homage, saying, Lord, help me. He said in reply, it's not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs. She said, please, Lord, for even dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters. Then Jesus said to her in reply, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish. And her daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we begin again the prophet Isaiah in the first reading. And here, you know, he was very intense against us, and now he comes the other way, and it says, with an age-old love I have loved you. With an age-old love I have loved you, and I have kept my mercy towards you. And we got to remember that everything that God does is he does with an age-old love. That means from the moment you were created, he created you out of love. And he has never for one moment stopped loving you. If he stopped loving any of us, we would cease to exist. But then how do you deal with that when you deal with how Jesus is dealing with this woman today? You know, it's like, he's not very nice. He'd be on the front page of the papers today. But the reality was, he was calling her to faith, to a deeper faith, to a faith which was beyond just her, but a faith that keeps pushing and pushing and pushing. And the God of love will respond because he's the God of love. So today, let him call us to faith, a faith that never gives up, that keeps pushing and pushing and pushing, so we too can experience his healing. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and